It's the Charmed Ones, minus Piper.
We're
all
awkward.
Do you
have
an intro, or do you always use the same intro?
It's the same intro. I always add it in the beginning.
Okay, so this is Tony finally. I know I've been introduced in like all of these, but I've been MIA this whole time. But me and Sarah finally got together, so this is Tony, and...
Well, they know who I am.
I know.
But we also have Tanisha here.
Yeah, the one who was never going to be on it.
The one whose name was taken out.
Really? Minus Piper?
Okay, wait. Shoot, wait.
That's just featuring Piper.
It's featuring Piper.
But that was a joke, though, because we had that Facebook group chat.
Okay, so we have to.
I know.
But when you took yourself out of it, we renamed it Piper as a joke.
I know.
It was a joke.
When I heard the first time I watched it, I was like, oh, okay. But at least I was like, I'm mentioned, though. I feel honored.
Yeah, you always have an honorable mention.
Yes, exactly. It's in the intro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I told Sarah we needed to change our Facebook group chat back to just the Charmos. I said, what if Tanisha comes next? She's going to be like, minus Piper.
What y'all change? Oh, did you actually put that in the Facebook
group? Yeah, we did.
Oh
my
God. We changed it back.
I can't even be mad. I just
You're
had
the
to,
one that okay. left.
I had to get off Facebook.
So
Facebook
even though we keep talking about...
mental harm.
Okay, so even though we keep talking about Charmed, this is actually going to be about Twilight again. I know y'all are probably sick of hearing Sarah talk about Twilight, it's on her mind, strong and heavy. You know, we're all reverting
Twilight
back to our
Renaissance. Okay,
we're all reverting back to our childhood happiness right now because coronavirus. This year has been a hard year on all of us, especially for Sarah. So she needs this. This is bringing her joy. So we're going to indulge her in this Twilight. Walk down memory lane to Twilight.
Yes, I like that. Walk down memory lane.
Okay, well, but the main thing I wanted to talk about was Rosalie.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't like her.
I feel like you don't really
feel her in Twilight. Because Bella doesn't dislike her.
Yeah.
But she knows Rosalie dislikes her. So you don't spend a lot of time with her. You don't really know anything about her. All you know is she doesn't like her.
Yeah.
And then in Breaking Dawn, all of a sudden they're best friends. And it's all
because
okay.
Because you know the only reason they become friends, she wanted the baby.
Yes.
Because the baby.
She thought Bella was about to fucking die. She was about to take that baby. Yep. She was trying to snatch that baby up. We all know she was trying to snatch that baby up. She said, oh, yes, we're best friends. Yep, make me the godmother, honey. Because you finna die. And I'm finna snatch your baby. I'm gonna have the baby I always wanted. That's what she thought.
Yeah, well, that probably did cross her mind.
That's what a lot of the fans think, because they were like, Edward was hated Rosalie in the first part of that book. Hated her during the pregnancy, because it's just like, you don't care about Bella. You care about the baby,
and she was trying to help the
baby. Edward cared more about Bella.
Yeah.
Because, mm-hmm. I mean, that's, yes, of course, but I mean, like...
But that's why she went to her, because she knew she would care more about saving the baby than her.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why she went to her.
And that's why
And she knew she needed somebody on her side, because Edward was like, let's go home and do an abortion. And she was just like, I don't know how I'm going to fight all of you guys unless I can get one of you on my side.
Yeah.
And you know Rosalie don't take no prisoners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which, okay, so I can understand why Bella was like that. That's her child, you know what I mean? Like, a mother would give their life for their child, obviously.
Yeah.
But I also understand why Edward... was
cared. Against it.
Yeah. He was like, I want to protect you. Because I feel like... Oh, let me stop for
some people
put my foot in my mouth. But I've already started at this
point. No, but
men don't connect when they're born.
So I understand him being more willing to be just get rid of it.
Exactly.
Because it's hurting you, and I know you, and I love you.
Exactly, exactly.
But once Renesmee was born, you know, it wasn't like that no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he understood why she did it. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
But, okay, let's get back to Rosalie.
Okay, well, but of the three of us, I'm the only one that's read Midnight Sun.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
And I haven't read Twilight in a minute, too. So, excuse me if I don't remember every little thing.
But even without having read Midnight Sun, you know, Stephenie Meyer, way before Midnight Sun came out, on her website, I don't know if you guys ever read it.
No.
She has a short story where it's like a chapter from New Moon, written in Edward's point of view, titled Rosalie's News. Mm-mm. Where Rosalie calls him to tell him that, you know, Bella jumped off the cliff or mm-hmm. whatever. You should read it. Because it made me hate her. Because she called him and was like, oh, well, you know, we can come back to Forks now. You can come back to Forks. We can be a family again. She's dead. It's over. We can just go back and be happy again. And Edward was just like, the fuck?
Yeah, that is kind of messed up.
Like, she called him callously, thoughtlessly, and thought that as soon as Bella was dead, they could all go back to normal, like it didn't matter.
Well, we already know she didn't care for Bella. So,
but there's a difference. But there's a difference between not liking someone and then being
oblivious to their,
about their death, knowing that your brother was in love with her. Like, I don't know if she thought Edward just didn't really care that much, and that's why she was like, oh, it don't matter.
Maybe she was hoping that he didn't care that much.
Well, my thing is okay, so the whole series or whatever, they put it off as if Rosalie's like that because, you know, because she didn't get her human life, and she wants everybody to cherish their human life because she didn't have a choice, right? So if that's the case, then her dying, you'd think she would fucking care a little bit, right?
Because she just lost her human life.
She just lost her human life, and she didn't become a vampire, so she dead. She gone forever. So, like, let's show some sympathy. That's what they try to put it off as. It's like, oh, she's so, it's like she cherishes human life so much.
But even if she was so disregarded, Bella, you would think she would care about how her brother was feeling. The man that she's been living with, like, 100 years as her brother. Exactly. You would think she would care a little bit about, oh, he just lost the human he fell in love with.
Wow. Maybe she cared, but she just didn't know how to show it.
You should go read it, Nisha. It's, she literally was just like, oh, she's dead. We can go back to Forks, go back to school.
I believe you.
Carlisle and Esme will be happy again. You can come home. It'll be like it never happened. I'm just like, what?
But maybe she was feeling something deeper inside that we just don't
know. Okay, so this is where the difference of opinion is going to come. Tanisha's always...
Tanisha likes to believe the best of everyone. The best of
everyone, and we...
I like to believe the worst.
Me and Sarah are the skeptics. And I'm probably really more of a skeptic, but Sarah's very hardcore against Rosalie. I have not read Midnight Sun yet, so I don't hate her yet, but I'm sure I will from what I've heard from Sarah.
Like, come from it at a different angle, I guess.
No, but see, Rosalie, like, I will give her the benefit of the doubt. Stephenie Meyer wrote her to be a baseline character, no personality, oh, I'm just pretty. She was probably bullied by a girl like that in high school. And was like, oh, I'm going to vilify her. Because Rosalie has the most tragic backstory.
She does.
Yeah. She exactly. does, but then she's not given any room to explore it. You don't see her, how she actually, like, handled it.
They don't give her any depth.
You don't. She's not given any depth, so it's not totally her fault. Like, that's definitely Stephenie Meyer not knowing how to write depth into her characters. But at the same time...
Or she didn't want to give her depth, because, like you said, she was bullied by somebody like her, and she wanted to make her the villain.
Yeah.
That could be it. And she was just like, fuck that bitch, yeah, you had a hard life, but guess what? You're still an asshole. Yeah. And that's all people need to know.
Yeah.
Because in Midnight Sun, Edward says that all of her thoughts are just surface level, shallow, she doesn't really think about anything.
All she thinks about is her
other than her and her looks and how she loves... that being a vampire has made her the prettiest person. Because, like, she'll look around at all these humans and be like, oh, I'm so much prettier. And that she got butthurt that Edward liked Bella because she was like, he never liked me at all. So why does he like her when I'm so much prettier than her? She's dull and ugly. And I'm just like, but...
When it's almost incestuous.
But they're not all related.
I know they're not related, but it's still...
But I mean, like, I understand your ego can be hurt, but, like, there's no, it's, but there's also is fan theories, because, you know, in Eclipse, when Rosalie goes to talk to Bella and, like, tell her her past or whatever, and Rosalie was like, oh, Edward didn't tell you anything about my story, and Bella was like, no, Edward doesn't like to tell people's stories because he hears so much more than what they mean to say, and Rosalie was like, oh,
that's nobody
I don't give him enough credit, and I'm like, no, obviously you don't.
Exactly.
But a lot of fans that like Rosalie like to think that, oh, she keeps her thoughts purposely on surface level so that he can't get into her head, like, her actual intentions. And I'm like, but how much concentration do you must have to do that every day?
The only one who can.
Every day, all day.
So that can give her extra concentration to be able to do that.
I doubt it.
And maybe, I mean, she might not hide it all the time. Like, maybe there's glimpses that he gets, but...
He did.
She just has to make sure that she thinks that stuff when he's around. When he's not around.
You can't say that because we ain't read Midnight Sun like Sarah did. And Sarah's like, yo, that was it. That was it. Okay.
But so. I mean, that's it except for one scene where they're, as a family, trying to argue over why Edward shouldn't be with Bella. And she, like... thinks it's something about how she's prettier, so why didn't he like her? And he catches that thought, and he was just like, are you really that shallow? And she's just like, shut up. And runs away. Like, this bitch literally runs away, because she doesn't want to talk about it. I'm like, for someone who's described as so freaking beautiful, she's for real insecure.
Well, yeah, most people that are really beautiful and think they're beautiful are insecure.
But she knows it. Like, it's a fact, though, for her. Like, there's no, oh, I think I'm pretty, but I don't know for sure. Like, but no, it's a fact. That's probably why
she's vibing it so much, because she's like, factually, I'm the prettiest person around here in this whole freaking state, and so therefore you should all like me, because I'm the prettiest. And not
everybody likes pretty or conventional pretty.
Exactly. And it ain't even about how Bella looks, it's about how she smells, apparently. Smell like them freesias. Smell like that Pure Seduction from Victoria's Secret. Every time when I realized that that Pure Seduction from Victoria's Secret was freesia, that's why it became my signature scent in middle school. Because I was like, I smell like Bella, bitch. I'm finna find me an Edward Cullen.
I'm serious.
Oh, I'm so serious.
No, I believe it.
You know.
I wonder like, if I use that I'm a lot because of like that, Bella Swan, bitch. It.
I'm gonna be the black Bella Swan.
Gosh.
I'm serious.
No, but also, you know, Rosalie's big problem was that Carlisle turned her into a vampire without her permission.
Yeah.
And she hates it. But then she turned around and did the same thing to Emmett.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, she saw Emmett being mauled by a bear and decided, oh, I want to keep him.
He's mine.
Had him changed.
Because he's big and muscular and hot.
Well, no, because he reminded her of her best friend's baby. That's exactly why she picked him.
That's fucking
I'm like, that's weird.
That's real weird.
Because she was like, Emmett had my friend's human friend's baby's curls and his dimples, and she was just like, oh, it reminds me of my human life. I'm gonna save him. Took him back to Carlisle and changed him, and then they just wound up together.
That's creepy.
But you literally did to him what you resent Carlisle for doing. Like, how does it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but Emmett didn't mind, like she did, obviously.
True.
So Emmett's that's what so makes chill okay. And sweet and nice, and I love Emmett.
Me too.
I don't understand how they fit
we
together,
We need to
though.
Go deeper into opposites, Jasper's character, too. I know attract. They kind of go a little deeper into Jasper.
And Eclipse.
And Eclipse.
Yeah.
But I would love to get deeper into him, too, because he had kind of a tragic...
He had a tragic backstory.
Yeah.
But can we talk about... We still don't know what Alice's backstory is.
Yes,
we
do, yes. Tanisha. Yes, we do.
I don't remember what it is.
James did not change her.
But it has something
she
to do
was,
with
her. When she was a human in the 20s or something,
yeah.
She was like having small premonitions, like not full ones, but like seeing things. So her family sent her to an asylum.
Yeah.
And at the asylum, the groundskeeper was a vampire because it was easy to pick off people in the asylum. And he grew to like Alice as like a friend. But then she was James's singer. So James was like, oh, I'm going to hunt her and kill her. But the groundskeeper changed her so James wouldn't kill her. But then James killed the groundskeeper for taking away his prize.
And they, how did she lose her memory?
She just woke up and didn't have any memory.
Oh.
Probably because they were giving her electroshock therapy at the asylum. It was probably her as a human. She was losing her memories.
After effects, yeah. Okay.
But they tell you that in Twilight.
Yeah, they do.
The first book.
That's what I said. I ain't gonna remember everything.
Because she ain't read it forever.
Yeah, in a long time.
Mm-hmm. No, but also,
the
Rosalie
last time
is
I
like,
read Twilight wasn't even Twilight; it was Life and Death. So,
and I still haven't even read Life and Death.
I read it when it first came out.
No.
Stephanie Meyer sat on my desk forever.
Stephanie Meyer did Rosalie dirty in Life and Death.
How?
Because in Twilight, her fiance, the gang raped her. His name was Royce King.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In Life and Death, her male counterpart's name is Royce. Did her fucking dirty. With that shit.
Wow.
For real dirty.
I forgot
like,
about
that just shows that the own author doesn't even like her.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're probably right. Somebody like that. There was probably somebody named Rosalie in her high school that was a bitch.
And
yep. And she like, oh,
maybe
you know
not
what,
Rosalie.
Bitch?
That'd be too on the nose, but something maybe related to Rosalie.
Mm-hmm. Probably Amelie.
Amelie. Morganville vampires.
Uh-huh. Something like that.
No, but also, Rosalie is always like, you know, I wanted the human life. But what exactly does she want from a human life? She wanted to be married
she
and
have
kids,
to have a
right?
Baby.
Yeah.
That
but
was
then
really
she's
thing.
So superficial and all about her looks. You know that girl did not want to age and turn old and gray and not be as pretty.
That,
you know
yeah,
she didn't.
That's
only,
why she wanted
the
baby
she
so
hates,
she could live through her child.
The only thing she
the
hated
only thing
was
she
that she
really,
couldn't have a baby.
The only thing she really wanted was a baby.
And that's why she was so best friends with Bella and Breaking Dawn when she found out she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Because she was like, ooh, okay, well, this is all I wanted. And she just knew that bitch was going to die. I'm telling you.
She just knew that bitch was finna die. She just knew it. She hoped it, prayed it, probably prayed to the God that she don't even know exists, and was like, this bitch finna die. Please let her die. Let me take her baby. Because Edward don't even want this baby.
She
knew that Edward.
She knew that. She knew that Bella died. She knew that if Bella died, Edward would not want the baby.
Yeah.
Edward would not want the baby. And she's like, I do.
Yeah.
Well, guess who does? I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
No, but my thing is, Stephenie Meyer's Mormon.
Oh.
So they're very against, you know, sex before marriage and abortions, which really comes out in Breaking Dawn.
Well,
the anti-abortion thing.
They had sex before marriage.
They didn't.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. No, yeah.
Yeah, they got married and then went on their honeymoon.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was how she got Franco.
Yeah.
Mormon.
Wow. She looks like a Mormon. Oh.
She does.
I don't know what a Mormon looks like.
Oh, shoot. You missed that.
But the thing is, you can clearly see that in Breaking Dawn with the way they're reacting to the abortion thing, or where Rosalie is always like, call it a baby. It's a baby, not a fetus. Even though fetus is a technical medical term. It's not a bad word. It's a medical term.
Yeah.
But then it's just like, if Rosalie's whole character revolves around her wanting a baby.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, Bella can't have what she wants because then she won't be able to have a kid. And that's what I want, so you have to want it new. Like, that totally invalidates women that are just naturally infertile.
Exactly.
Like, what if Bella had turned around and been like, oh, I just don't, I was born without a uterus, like, I can't have kids anyway. You're telling me Rosalie would still hate her? For what? What would she be giving up?
Rosalie hated her because Edward liked her. And she wanted everybody to like her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
And that everybody liked her. Jacob liked her. She was the center of all so much stuff. She was special.
And you know what? I'm not gonna say I was jealous, but Bella got on my fucking nerves too, because I'm like, this bitch, what the fuck? This bitch is not that special. Just like you said, Rosalie thought, she's a boring ass, plain ass, bland ass white girl. I'm sorry.
I mean, you're not wrong.
She's just a boring girl. She wasn't nothing special.
I mean, it would have been so much more
being special to other people.
No, but look.
But it would have been so much more interesting if you gave Bella like a quirky interest or something.
Something, honey. I wish it would have been. What was that girl?
What was
the one? Angela. Angela was more interesting. I liked Angela. I wish she would have been Bella.
We don't even know.
What was Bella's quirkiness?
I liked.
Let me know.
I don't know.
Because she didn't have nothing. She didn't like music. She didn't like books. She didn't like movies.
She was boring. That bitch was so boring. She was more boring than us, and all we did was read. Okay? She was boring. Okay? She was so boring. She didn't have... And then, Jacob's in love with her. Mike's in love with her.
Vampires.
Mike, Jacob, and Edward all fucking in love with her. And okay, and yeah, Eric. I can get Jacob and Mike. I can get it. Because, you know, she was a new girl, so Mike was just, like, you know, the popular kid, so he was like, you know, this is the new girl, so he probably wanted to date her for 2 weeks and dump her. Some type of shit like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, okay.
But Edward's been around.
Jacob, I can understand, too, because Jacob knew her since they were kids, okay? So, yeah, I can understand that. Edward, they just had to... I don't know. It just, I'm sorry.
I think they're just trying to say that you don't have to be someone special for other people to think you're special.
The Volturi wanted her. It got on my nerves so bad when they were like, oh, she's so special because that's why Edward likes her, because he can't read her thoughts and blah, blah, blah. And oh, she got this power. When it came out with, oh, she got a power. I was like, oh my God.
I knew they were
going to
go there if she ended up becoming a vampire.
I was like, oh my fucking God. The Volturi. I was like, oh, wow. Wow. And then they had to expand it with the, oh, she don't got the blood thirst like that. I was like, this bitch. I'm sorry. I was just like, I'm over her.
But that's what makes her the main character.
So my mic cut out when they started talking about Jacob and Renesmee. Sorry, I have no idea how the conversation went or what exactly we talked about or how we even started talking about the next clip you're about to hear, but things happen. Technical difficulties.
I'm still not over that. I'm still not over it.
I am not over it.
I am not over it.
But wasn't there another person in the pack that had imprinted on a child?
On a little kid,
Wasn't his name Claire?
Was it Quill and Claire?
Yeah, I think it was Quill.
And you know what? I'm sorry. I'm shook still. Because you know what the plan was at that last battle? in the movie. I don't remember how the book was. Where the plan was, or maybe it was the book. Maybe I'm confusing too. Where the plan the book was, they were supposed happens, to run away. They were going to run away. So they were just going to run away. He going to run away with the child, and then just end up marrying her later on in life.
But they might not necessarily get I'm still confused
about that. We need a book written about Renesmee.
She's writing
later.
One.
Later. Please.
She's writing
please
one.
Tell me how that's going to work. Because I'm going to be... Oh, you know what? Yeah, that sounds like... I don't like it. I don't like the thought of it, but I want to read it. Because I want to see the uproar after this. Because I cannot get over the fact that he has known this girl since she was a baby now.
Since okay. she was literally
but
born.
But
literally
he doesn't born. Age.
I don't give a fuck.
That's look, like the same idea of like a vampire meet like meeting a kid and like then Edward, later on growing and that kid grows up and they fall in love with it.
Yeah.
And they knew that. This since okay. they were no. a kid. Because vampires don't no, age. But here's it's the a problem, different dynamic.
But that's a difference between not seeing them being there when they grow up, being a father figure while they're growing up. He's going to be in Renesmee's life her whole life and she's going to grow with him. And yeah, she's going to grow fast, okay? But she still was a child 2 weeks ago. She was a baby 2 weeks ago. Okay?
Yeah, but if you think about it, that whole situation, because of how fast she grew, is going to be and less weird. And you know
what? I'm still pissed off that she made it so that Edward was okay with it so damn quick. Edward should have fought that shit. Edward should have been like, hell no. Just like Bella
but
did,
because
Edward
should have been the one to because do that. He has that insight into people's minds, he probably read like their minds and could see. Like, he had absolutely no control over it. She had absolutely no control over it. So he was like, why am I going to fight what...
It came off as if Edward didn't give a fuck because he was like, my wife is okay, Bella's okay, and that's all I care about. That's how it came off. You can't say that's not how it came off. It came off as if I don't give a fuck what happens to this child as long as my wife is okay because that's all I care about. That's what it came off as to me. That's how it came off. Is that how it came off to you?
I mean, in the movies, there's a deleted scene where he kind of beat Jacob up when he...
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it. Mind. I didn't see the deleted...
We can watch it. I got all the DVDs.
I ain't see the deleted scene.
You're right. In that's the books, you never see how Edward reacted to it. Mm-hmm. Because once Bella woke up, they've known about it for days, the whole time she's been asleep. Mm-hmm. And you never see how he reacted. And he didn't seem to have, like, a big reaction.
Nope. He's just and like, this I'm is like, how it is. And he's trying to calm Bella down. And I'm like, bitch, what?
I see it as calm him having more insight. Because, like I said, he can see, like, into their heads and their thoughts and stuff.
I'm sorry.
And feel, but, like, how...
But it's definitely grooming, though.
It's definitely grooming. Oh, no, it's yeah,
to
no.
the fullest extent, it's and that's definitely... why I'm not okay with it. I'm not okay with that at all. And they was just going to let them, they was going to be like, okay, well, we might all die, but take the child, and y'all run off into the sunset and live a happy little merry life. What the hell?
But that was the only way. She thought she was going to die. Her and Edward's going to die. She just wanted her kid to live and be happy.
It seemed like pedophilia to me. I'm sorry.
I mean... Yes, but also in the that's, defense of Breaking Dawn, she was like, if a fight breaks out and we're all fighting, I don't want her near the fighting where they can grab her. So it was like, go and run and get that, to an airport.
But this is, no, I understand, but what I'm saying is, I still think it's fucking crazy, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
It is crazy. And you would think a Mormon yeah, who's highly people, religious wouldn't do shit like
most
that.
Most people didn't think. Mormon's crazy. But most people didn't think about it like that. Because I know when I read it, that's not what I was thinking.
We didn't think about it like back then. We didn't think about it like that. But everybody's going back and rereading it. And now it's really like...
What you talking
really
about
like,
rereading it, honey? I ain't read it in years. It ain't got nothing to do with it. Back then when I read it, I was like...
I wasn't thinking that when I read it.
That's what I was thinking. Okay. Okay. That's
just, no, but Stephanie Meyer said she's writing two more Twilight books. Mm. And they're about, she said they would take place 4 years from the end of Breaking Dawn, but then Renesmee was going to narrate half of one of the books.
Yeah.
So she's going to be full grown.
I guess. But I'm just like.
She's going to be an adult child.
But I don't like when books and series change.
When you're 4 years old, but you're really 24.
Right. But it's just like, I don't know how I feel reading it from Renesmee's point of view. Like, I don't know if I'm like that.
Well, you know what, Sarah? You're never going to know because you don't even barely know Renesmee. She was just a little child. We barely even got to know her before the books ended. Mm-hmm. So.
And the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, she might be great. I know that I'm going to be skeptic about her and Jacob the whole time. Mm-hmm. Because I'm very weird about pedophilia stuff and I don't like it. And I don't like things that come off a little sketch, and that comes off real sketch to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and it triggers me. I mean,
it's kind of like the same thing of like people having children, child brides back in the day.
Yeah,
and they still do today.
Well, yeah, that's and I'm not pedophilia. Saying that's right, but I'm just saying like there's a whole culture no, behind
Nisha,
it.
Nisha, we're gonna stop this conversation because okay. I'm about to school you, and I need to stop because that's not what this is about. Because the fact that you even sound like you okay with it, you trying to think of reasons as to why it's okay, it's not okay.
I was just trying to show the other point of view.
I don't like that point of view. I don't even want an attempt to even try to go there to fuck my mind up to even understand that point of view.
Okay.
Ain't no way.
Mm-mm. So well, anyway, back to Rosalie.
To that.
Her telling Bella that... You know, she can't become a vampire because all she wants in the world is to have a baby. That invalidates infertile people, invalidates adoption, and people that just don't want kids. And I'm like, those are very valid things.
Bella didn't seem like she wanted kids until she got pregnant.
She even says that in the book. Exactly. She was like, I didn't even know I wanted it till it was happening.
Yeah.
Which kind of tells me that if she had turned into a vampire, she would never have missed it.
She probably, yeah,
because she wouldn't have realized she even really wanted it.
Yeah.
Which...
But, you know what, every character is a character that you're supposed to write to be, like, a real person. And yes, Rosalie...
Yes, there are people like that.
There's people that think like that. So, I mean, yeah, I understand what you're saying. That's invalidating people with infertility, people who don't want children. I can understand that. People who, you know, adoption and all that stuff. I can see that. But not every character is meant to make a statement for the greater... For, like, it's not all meant to be a poster board
for something.
Yeah, a poster board or a political agenda type thing. Obviously, Rosalie was not intended to be that big of a character. I don't think Stephanie Meyer wrote any of the side characters to be as big
and pivotal figures as
they became. I don't think that's why she didn't go into depth with a lot of them, because I don't think she meant for them to be that big. They were just literally side characters around Bella and Edward. And that's why she didn't go into depth about them. But they became bigger because the fandom was so big that we all attached to certain characters like that.
Mm-hmm.
She did not intend it. And that's why she didn't go that deep. And that's why Rosalie is so surface level.
But also, the problem I have with her, she's always like, oh, I wish I was human. And I'm like, okay, but do you realize what your human life would be like, though?
Exactly. She'd be dead.
She would either be dead... She would be ostracized from her family and her community, or she'd be married to her rapist. Like, I don't know how you like any of those choices.
Yeah, exactly.
She doesn't. So, the only thing she wanted about human life was to have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted the human life she thought she was going to have, not what actually happened.
The one she dreamed of growing up,
the tragic, her future husband turned
what she thought her life was going to be.
Yeah. Just like anybody, I guess. And, realistically... Most people have these dreams of what their life, when they're a kid or whatever, what their life is going to be like, and it never turns out like that. Mm-hmm. And we're all...
Very rare.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everyone has dreams.
She's this immortal vampire, and you can't be... She's been hung up on it for more than 100 years.
Yeah, she needs to
there's a certain point where you need to get over it.
she needs to get over
because,
it.
Because, I mean, you're not wrong. She has a perfectly good life. She's... found the man that's perfect for her. He treats her well. She has a good family. She's rich. She has everything she wanted from her human life. Not the baby. And I'm like, but you can't be happy with that?
No.
As if 100 other infertile people aren't happy with their lives?
Exactly. She needs to build a bridge and get over it. I agree. But also, like you said, she's also conceited, and so she cannot see further than her own self. She's got a classic narcissist personality. Let's be real about it. And that's just how she thinks. And she can't comprehend. And the only reason I'm even saying this, and I know you're fighting for it, and you're saying, yeah, she an asshole. The only reason I even say, I understand it, is because I've been around a lot of narcissistic people, which is why with narcissistic people, you can't even comprehend it if you're not like that. You have to just be like, okay, that's how they think. Get over it and just keep on moving, because you can never change their mind.
Yeah,
that's just how they actually their brain just works that way. They cannot comprehend anybody else's emotions, anything else about anybody else. They can only think about themselves and how far you're gonna everything is used as a pawn in their own life. It's all about how far they can get, and that's just how she thinks, sadly.
Ooh, another interesting thing from Midnight Sun. I touched her.
Don't touch her. She ain't like that shit.
But in Midnight Sun, Edward is the one that arranges for Angela and Ben to get together. There's this scene where
Angela and Ben? I thought Angela got with...
That's in the movie. In the book, she gets with Ben.
I forgot.
Because there's a scene in Midnight Sun where Edward is in, like, the same class with him, with Ben and Emmett. Mm-hmm. And Edward goes, like, oh, Emmett, follow along. And Edward pretends that he's going to ask Angela out to sort of push Ben to do it first. And I'm just like, but it's never talked about again. And you're telling me that in a small high school, in a town of Forks with less than 3,000 people, that's not going to get around to the whole school and it's not going to get back to Bella? And it wouldn't be this whole... What, halfway made love triangle? Yeah.
He could have just been like, I wasn't actually going to ask her out. I was just trying to get Ben to ask her out. And then she'd be like, okay.
Why would he... No.
Who's Ben?
I don't remember Ben either, but she's...
He's the guy that Angela dates in the books.
I'm kind of remembering him. Mm-hmm. I kind of remember him.
I remember Eric. Very rarely.
Eric is only in the movies.
He's in the movies.
She never got with Eric. So she gets with Ben.
Is Eric in the book?
Yeah, he's in the book, but just they don't get together.
Who the fuck is Ben?
That's what I'm saying. Ben didn't make it into the movies.
They got rid of him in the movies.
Yeah. And Eric basically became Ben, too.
Oh.
And they got together in the movies.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to think.
No, but
I don't really remember him either, but just judging by what she described, that's what I'm thinking.
No, but the point is, though, it's not that Edward wouldn't have a defense, but it's just he did that before him and Bella were even really talking, before they'd even gotten an interrelationship.
Then it
and I'm
matter.
Just like, but you know how big of a gossip Jessica was.
Oh, you mean
you're telling
her...
me it would not have gotten all around to the school and people wouldn't have been talking about it? Because after that scene in Midnight Sun, they never bring it up again. Nobody's thinking about it in their thoughts. I'm like, you're telling me, because everybody in that
maybe
was sitting
it happened,
next to them
heard but it,
it
wasn't important enough to put in a book to explain.
I'm
okay,
so
but this is coming from Edward.
We don't even hear a lot about what happens really at school, except for what's related to Bella and Edward.
But
and
that's
the family.
True. But Edward, you remember Jessica makes a point to say, "Oh, nobody here is good enough for Edward."
For Edward, yeah, I know.
And you're telling me, and she's been friends with Angela for forever. So you're telling me, if she caught wind that Edward was talking in class that he was going to ask Angela out, she wouldn't have a fucking fit about it?
Or she'd make up an excuse and be like, "He probably wasn't really going to ask you out."
Exactly,
blah, blah,
but
blah,
then
blah, blah.
You would think. That in Twilight, Bella would hear about this.
Maybe
because
she did,
Jessica,
and she didn't care.
No, you know for a damn fact. Jessica in Midnight Sun, Edward hears her thoughts, she's such a bitch.
Yeah,
like,
Jessica
she's such a bitch.
I already knew.
And
she was fake the whole time.
For real.
That bitch was always fake. She's just as bad as fucking Rosalie.
No, but I'm telling you, she was such a bitch, and she was so jealous that Edward was showing interest in Bella.
No,
that you're telling me she wouldn't go to Bella and be like, "Oh, he was gonna ask out Angela."
Yeah,
try to be that mean bitch.
She
would have.
She might have, but it didn't matter.
Your face just fucking killed me. What'd you do? What she said? You're telling me that she wouldn't go to Bella and be like, "He was gonna ask out Angela." Okay.
That should be a meme.
Can we also talk about this is in the movie, not the book, but what that fucking speech where she almost fucking cried at the wedding?
Jessica?
Jessica.
Oh yeah.
She was fucking hating her life so much that she was she still wasn't over it. Still. I was like, really?
That's how you know she's one of those girls that probably peaked in high school.
Oh, yeah, she definitely did. She definitely did. She better be glad she even touched such greatness. friends in the same friend group. Oh, I'm serious. Like, I'm like, really? Oh, my God. She almost cried. That shit was really funny. Well, that face, she like she ate a fucking living. Okay.
Oh, no, but because you remember in Eclipse, after Rosalie, mentioned Tanya just in passing, and that's all Bella was thinking about. She was like, "Oh, somebody else liked Edward. Oh, is Edward gonna like her from one of the Denalis?"
Oh, that one. Okay.
That was all Bella thought about after that talk. She wasn't thinking about how Rosalie was raped. She wasn't thinking about what Rosalie was telling her to think about human life, because Bella is insanely jealous. So you're telling me that if Jessica had gone to her and
maybe
been like,
she
oh,
didn't
Edward
see
was
her
talking about
threat,
asking out
but
Angela.
She actually saw, what's her name as a
but
threat,
because
she's a beautiful
friends.
Vampire. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So she didn't think, she was like, there's no way they would get together anyway.
Nah, Tanisha.
Yeah.
Nah.
I think that
I must just
knew.
Be more jealous than y'all, because I would have been like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, you must have been. But I think that is because Bella knew that Edward was really into her, but what's her name, Tanya?
She really didn't, though. If you go and read Twilight, she really didn't know he actually liked her. Like, she did not believe it for the longest time.
But she knew that he wanted a Neanderthal for sure. Because yeah, look, before she even showed up, them bitches didn't even go outside their friend group. She knew that damn much.
The only reason they even hung out with them was because of Bella.
Bella, exactly. So the only reason, I think the only reason she was so, well, not the only reason, she was a jealous bitch. But the reason she was so hung up on Tanya was because it was before her.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
So,
but it's like, just the point I'm trying to make is, it feels like Stephenie Meyer inserted that scene when she didn't think about it in Twilight. So now, having put it in Midnight Sun, it doesn't make sense in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bella would have at least said something about it in passing.
Yeah,
or brought it up to Edward, or Edward would have heard Jessica thinking about it in her thoughts.
Yeah.
But it's never brought up again after that scene, which makes me think she inserted it purely into Midnight Sun when it never happened in Twilight.
And she didn't even know about her own book.
And then she didn't do anything to make the rest of the book fit with having that scene in it.
Mm-hmm.
Which just makes her an even worse author than I thought she was.
But you know what? I can't even argue with that because I haven't read Midnight Sun yet.
Yeah.
So...
But when you do, just know. There's a scene in there that doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
Are we even going to need to read it after this?
Yes.
You're telling us everything that's
But I'm telling
anyway.
You, it's better than Twilight, though. Except there are a couple typos in it. So, she needs to fix that.
It happens to the best of them. Sometimes one makes it through the...
There's multiple.
Actually,
that's more her editor's
pages?
Fault.
How many pages?
Like 600.
How many words?
A lot. I can't do math like that.
So,
but
that's
a lot of words
to sift through.
But that is more her editor's fault. I will give her that. That was her editor being a fuck up.
And proofreading. I'm sure they have proofreading teams.
Yeah, there's a proofreader and then there's an editor. Yeah. They both missed it.
So,
but then also, like in New Moon,
mm-hmm.
Edward was just like, oh, we're going to leave. And they all just pack up and leave like it's not a big deal.
Because they're family.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, but
they
like,
forever,
but,
move
but
all
Alice,
the time.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to them.
Yeah.
No, but Alice already liked Bella. Esme already liked Bella. Like, I just don't understand because we don't see it in Twilight.
But
if they put up a fight, why they all agreed to go?
I think Alice and Esme. I think they came to the decision that it was better for Bella if they left.
And but why is it any
just,
of theirs
decision?
No, I
decision.
Think
it was best for her.
It wasn't Edward's decision.
I mean,
no,
it wasn't his.
I think it was more they made the decision. To let Edward
decide.
And he was like, I'm going to give up my love and we're going to go away so she can be safe. And they're like, okay, who are we to say no?
Exactly.
Because that's who he loves or whatever.
Exactly.
If he's willing to give up his love, then let's go. And, you know, that's how I feel like it went down.
Yeah, New Moon was the worst fucking book and movie I've ever seen.
I hated that.
You remember that scene where she was standing at the window and the seasons would just change?
Well, because those months were left blank in the book.
I know. I was like, this bitch is so annoying. Her gloomy ass. Like, get the fuck over it. Ooh, I was so glad when her friends made her go to the La Push. I was like, thank you. Get her out the fucking house. Like, shit, let's see something else.
No, but the thing about it is, in Midnight Sun,
mm-hmm.
Edward, even before James, but really more after James, he's thinking about, oh, I'm probably going to leave her. Because this isn't, we're not safe for her. I'm probably going to leave her. And Alice has a vision of what Bella's going to look like if he leaves. The whole depression, the not talking to anybody,
and
that's
he doesn't care.
Isolating herself. And Edward just, like, doesn't believe it, I guess. And he's just like, oh, it won't be like that. It won't be like that. And then at the end of Midnight Sun, he's made up his mind. He's waiting for one thing to happen, and then he's leaving.
So he's already decided.
He already knew at the end of Twilight he was going to leave. He was just waiting on something to happen to give him
tell,
cause.
Though, but you could kind of tell he felt like that. Don't you agree?
That he kind of felt like what?
Oh my God.
Were you listening? What did you miss?
I was listening, but
look
part
of
it
look
escaped
her.
My comprehension
look
for a
her,
second.
Look at her in her eyes. Yeah, that's why.
Okay, no, just
so,
repeat the question.
Alice had a vision
I
of
heard
what
about
Bella
the vision.
Would be like.
Yeah, I heard about
and
that.
Edward,
do you agree that Edward, you could tell that Edward was already had already made his mind up that he was going to leave? You could tell.
In New Moon?
In Twilight. You could
no,
already
because
tell.
Because at the end of Midnight Sun, Edward has made up his mind. He's waiting on one thing to happen, and then he's going to leave.
Oh,
he knows
like at
he's going to leave.
Twilight.
Yeah, but you could
before
tell.
Before New Moon. Yeah.
Really? When he first sniffed that bitch, he knew. He knew, let's be real. He was trying
I think
to keep
he knew
decision.
On kind of some level, but because she kept coming back to him too, he was
yeah,
like, okay,
at
why
one point
am I
he was like,
it?
Yeah, at one point he was like, yeah, okay, let's stop fighting it. But I think the whole time he knew that it wasn't gonna, he was thinking, you know,
that it wasn't gonna work out. Well, he was thinking,
but he was like, let's have fun in the meantime.
He was thinking at some point, because he wanted her to stay human, that eventually she's gonna grow old and die anyway. So he was willing to let her go regardless of if it was a short term or long term.
He never wanted her to become a vampire. He married her thinking she was gonna grow old and die.
Yeah.
And that they would just have whatever they had.
Yeah.
No, because by the time they got married, they'd already made all those compromises that she was gonna get changed. He married her knowing.
I don't remember that shit.
Well, yeah, no, yeah, because he said.
I don't remember
that. No, that's because she basically decided and got the family
to vote on it at the end.
Yeah. And he was okay, so there's nothing I could do about it. And he was like, well, if any, I just want to marry you.
Well, just marry me first.
That was
but
his.
He married her knowing she was going to get changed.
But he wanted to be with her.
He just wanted to be with her,
And he was like, okay with her getting old.
And he still tried to get her to change her mind after they got married. He was like, you don't have to do this.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't want her to do it anyway.
No, he never wanted her to do it. But
she
that was her
that
choice.
She would eventually
though.
She would change her mind and be like, actually, you know what? I do want to be human. Mm-hmm. And he was going to be like, okay, good.
But who would choose that? Would you choose that? I'm not going to marry somebody who's. I mean,
I wouldn't want to marry somebody
Robert
who's going to look the same the whole time while
and
I'm getting old and aging.
And supposedly, you know, these vampires are supposed to be fine. You know?
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson, I think he's cute because I like. You know, I like them tall, skinny.
I think it's hot as fuck.
Lanky. Especially in the
I think
first
he's
one.
Fucking hot as fuck, too, because he's my type of guy. You know, I like tall, white, skinny, little, lanky, pale guys. That's my type. But not everybody thinks he's that hot.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying, but in the Twilight universe, vampires are fucking fine, okay? Mm-hmm. So, like, who wouldn't marry somebody who, she already thinks she's, you know.
The ugly duckling
she thinks
compared
she's
to
a,
them.
She thinks that he's settling for her.
Yeah.
And she's reaching for him.
Yeah.
To quote fucking, How I Met Your Mother. He's the settler. Why would she marry him and then be like, oh, I'm going to grow old and you're going to be with a 70-year-old old lady and you're going to be fine as fuck and but we're going to be in love and everybody's going to be okay with it. She wouldn't. Who would choose that? I wouldn't choose that. I would
not
choose that.
And it would not have worked.
It wouldn't have
worked.
Because
eventually she's going to be, what, 80? There's no 17-year-old looking guy. That society's just going to accept
happens.
That they're living
no.
together.
They can
there's
live
no.
out and they don't have to be around
your
society.
Society don't got to accept shit nowadays. People do whatever the fuck they want. And there's a lot of young people that like old people.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a movie on Netflix about it. It was odd.
You watched it?
Yep.
Your face.
It was odd.
So, yeah.
No comment. The dude died, too.
I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure that happens a lot.
Yeah.
But also, Midnight Sun, you know that day after he saves Bella from being hit by the car?
Mm-hmm.
That night when he goes home, Rosalie is making plans to kill Bella. To just straight up kill her. Because she's like, oh, she could know our secret. We can't leave evidence around. We'll just sneak into her room
I'm
just,
not surprised.
And just...
You talking about after the baseball game?
No.
She said
after she almost got hit by
after
the
After he
the
saved
truck.
Her from the truck.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised either.
No.
So Rosalie was all down for killing her, and so was Jasper. Jasper was like, oh, this is a threat to Alice. I don't like this.
And that's but
Carlisle,
just because he only cared about Alice.
Yeah,
family.
But Carlisle talked down Rosalie.
Mm-hmm.
So Carlisle was like, you know, we're not going to take an innocent life. She doesn't really know anything.
Well,
I'm not
going to
justify that.
They don't even fucking eat people. You think he going to let you kill a person because you think she going to tell your secret?
Mm-hmm.
No, not gonna
exactly.
happen. But he's in the business of saving people, not killing people.
And even if she did like become a crazy person and go vampires,
and why would
vampires,
Rosalie even think that was
think
okay?
She crazy, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And why would think Rosalie even think that was okay? That they were gonna agree with that. That was stupid.
She probably
because
thought she was gonna go do it.
That's also part of her characteristics, though, is that she was so angry. She's
that's
an
her
angry, angry person.
Personality coming to wreak his ugly head.
But also Jasper. Wanted to kill Bella, too, because he was like, oh, that's a threat to Alice. It's a threat to the family.
See,
and when,
I can see that, too. But I can see it from Jasper for different reasons.
Yeah,
right.
Different reasons than
but
Rosa.
When Carlisle talked down Rosalie, Jasper was still going to sneak out in the middle of the night and kill Bella.
I can see that.
He was,
and Alice.
I can see
too.
That.
Me, too.
But you
and
know what?
Alice,
I still love Jasper.
Yeah, me, too.
But Alice kept getting visions of Edward stopping him, like, meeting him sooner and crossing him and, like, stopping him. And Alice was just like, oh, but I'm going to really like her one day, so Jasper, don't hurt her.
Oh wow!
And Jasper was just like, "Oh,
if you tell
just
me not
for
to
you,
do it, yeah.
okay."
I love Jasper.
I love Jasper too.
And Jackson Rathbone.
I know.
You know when they were filming, Ashley Greene and Jackson Rathbone really liked each other,
mm-hmm.
but they never said anything to each other, so they never got together. And now they're both married to different people.
Oh,
missed opportunity.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
But also in Midnight Sun, you really get a good look at everybody else's relationships.
You mean like Alice's and Jasper's?
And Carlisle and Esme's and Emmett and Rosalie's. Gotcha. And I would really, I would really say I think the Edward and Bella relationship is the most toxic out of the group.
Yes, I'm sure.
And that's why they became the center of attention.
Exactly.
Everybody else is like really good.
I'm telling you, they threw the whole vampire world up in an uproar. The whole vampire world was all fucked up because of Edward and Bella.
Mm-hmm. But something had to change it.
Why?
Tanisha, shut up. You're such a romantic. Be quiet.
Eventually, something was going to
change. But I'm like, why?
Eventually, something was going to change it. Something has to change. Things have to change. They just can't stay static all the time.
Yes, I can.
No, they can't. Stuff's going to change. Coronavirus. Things is changing.
Whatever.
Coronavirus.
And we have no control.
Oh, you know, Robert
over
Pattinson was just diagnosed with COVID.
Who?
Robert Pattinson.
Oh, he'll be all right.
I saw Tiffany Haddish got tested.
I'm still
12
shocked
times.
That him and FKA Twigs didn't work out.
Me too.
They were
He's
so
dating
cute.
A model now. Chelsea something.
Fuck that.
She probably ugly.
No, she ain't. She ain't.
I'm sorry. Hey. I don't know.
She ain't FKA Twigs.
I don't know.
They were so cute together. I loved them together.
Me too.
No, did you see that interview, that Kristen Stewart interview? She was doing, like, a press interview for Charlie's Angels.
You told me.
And they asked, it was, like, her and the three girls that are the main ones. They asked them, like, oh, who's your favorite Batman? And Kristen Stewart goes, Robert Pattinson. Haven't seen it yet, but Robert Pattinson.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That even through all of that, they're still friends.
Yeah.
Or friendly, you know.
Yeah. Well, hindsight is 2020.
And what did he do to her? She the one who cheated on him, so shit.
True.
But he forgave her.
If anyone got some what's it called? Spilled milk.
It's him.
It should be him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But also, it's really ironic though that in real life she cheated on him and Bella ironically kinda cheated on him with Jacob.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even though Jacob kinda manipulated her into it, but still.
Jacob was trying to be real snide about himself rolling up in there. He like, I know I'm gonna get this girl eventually. That's how he came about it. Like,
he was like, I felt so bad for him though, because he was like the friend that's like always there for you through thick and thin. When Edward fucking ditched her, he was there, right?
I mean, he was there, but
he was like, oh, I can just wait it out and eventually I'll get a chance.
But that's why Edward put up
but
with
he
him
got,
for so long.
But he got
he
pissed at
like,
her for a long
he
time.
Knew
for
he
her.
Was there, exactly.
But he did get pissed at her and didn't talk to her for a long time.
Yeah.
And kissed her against her will, and she had to punch him. And
like,
then
so it wasn't all
in
just
Eclipse,
like
he was
him
like, oh, I'm just
going
to go kill myself
her.
If you don't tell me to stay.
Yeah.
And then she kissed him. Like, he...
I
and,
mean,
and,
he was
like,
annoying, too.
In the beginning, he was good.
My hip hurts.
But towards the end, he was bad.
I'm getting old.
He got older, and he changed a little bit. Everybody changed a little bit.
But no, you know what? You know it all really funny turned thing? Out for the better good, because you know
better
what?
Good?
This shit's still on my arm.
He never took it off.
I forgot.
No, but the really funny thing is, though, in Midnight Sun, Edward describes Jacob's thoughts as really calm and peaceful, and he likes to be in them. Mm. I'm like, you ain't gonna like that
is this
in the next
shit
book.
Stuck on me forever?
No.
Stuck like glue.
Misha, I can't get it. Can you get
Sarah,
this?
You got more nails than I do. I just had to file mine down yesterday.
Wait.
Okay.
Ooh, that
is it gone?
Yeah. Oh, is it supposed to just be gone?
I don't know. Mine didn't disappear.
No, mine didn't disappear. But mine was
I can't
going
see
down.
It. I can't
mine
see
mine
it
was
though.
Going down. Mine had already went down earlier.
Mm. We're talking about zip patches, by the way. Well, I think I covered everything I wanted to talk about. What did y'all want to talk about? Y'all want to talk more about Jasper? I like
talk
him.
About Morganville Vampire.
No. Let's talk about Jasper. Let's talk about him.
Oh, geez.
Mr. Confederate Soldier.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Let's talk about it.
But you know
it
what?
It was a different time.
It was
but
a
Damon
time.
Was also a Confederate soldier.
Who?
Damon.
Oh, okay. I was like...
From the Vampire Diaries.
We
he was also a Confederate soldier. So I'm just like, so was Bill. True Blood. Confederate.
You know, but you know what, though? I'm okay.
because I'm the true blood lover out of this group. I have seen every single fucking episode. I have the books.
I don't really
did not read the books because the books were a lot more fucking racist than the fucking show. A lot more fucking racist, okay? But let me tell you, Bill got on my goddamn fucking nerves. I can't stand that fucking bitch. He gets on my fucking nerves, but that's okay. It's mine, bullshit. Get on my fucking nerves. Hey, you know what? He act like a Confederate still. I don't give a fuck with that Southern gentleman routine. He was, you could already tell that that bitch was fucking still racist. That's why Tara didn't like his ass. And that's why I like fucking Tara. Yeah. Fuck Bill Compton.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Okay. But, you know, in Eclipse, when Jasper was telling his story, he was like, he almost sounded proud about being in the Confederate Army. Because he was like, oh, I think he joined before he was like 18 or something.
Maybe he was just more proud to be like, a part of something big.
No, you know what? He was probably proud to be a racist to fight for the damn slaves today. You know why? Because that's how they're raised. They're raised to be proud of that.
Yeah.
And there's still people today that are raised to be proud of it.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily their fault. It's like it's
ingrained
into, yeah, into their mind that that is the way to go. Yeah. And that's God's way. So, shit. Mm-hmm. He ain't know no better.
I mean, but Jasper luckily, was talking about... luckily, him being
immortal,
yeah, and being learned,
completely against God, how you, your morals have to go out the... Whatever is ingrained in you as a human has to go out.
Window when you become a vampire.
Dead now. Exactly. Like, you're literally dead everything you thought about the world is no longer. Like, who cares about black and white? You're fucking dead. Like, you're living dead.
Like, yeah, because Jasper, when he was talking about it, he was like, oh, I wasn't old enough. So I lied about my age, and then I was so good I became the youngest general in the Texas Cavalry. You know, he doesn't really talk about what the war was about.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of historians say that a lot of the soldiers fighting didn't really know what they were fighting for.
That's yeah. what,
they
yeah.
were just like, oh, you have to fight.
Yeah.
So I can give him the benefit of the doubt that maybe he didn't know what it was really
and
about.
Going back well, to Damon now. Being in the Confederate Army, he was only in it because his dad made him, and that's why he deserted.
Well, Jasper wanted to be in the Army.
I know, but so. I'm just saying because you were like, David like was a Confederate said,
he
servant.
Might not have known.
So that was in Pearl of
Davis. I don't know. I don't
No, but
care.
The thing is, it's a theme for about... people to place their books, their vampire books, in the South, and then one of them has to be a Confederate soldier. Yeah. Like, that's
but,
the issue.
But let me also say, I don't care about Jasper being in the Confederate Army. I don't like Vampire Diaries, so I'm not going to speak on Damon. But Jasper,
but
I don't
Damon
care
was
because
a deserter,
Jasper...
So,
Jasper was a Southern gentleman, and he was nice.
He really was.
He was so yeah. sweet. He was he so really freaking was. Sweet. So, like, he was sweet to, like, everyone. And, yeah, there wasn't... And I'm still a little bit salty that there was no big black characters in Twilight.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
Like, can we talk about that?
But me that, too. Again, but, was Stephenie Meyer. Because, you yeah. know, the casting people for the book,
mm-hmm.
the first movie, Catherine Hardwick,
they wanted to
she wanted she wanted one of the main Cullens to be black.
Yeah.
Or be Mexican, or be exactly. Asian, be some sort of different minority. Than white. Stephenie Meyer said no. To have to all be white.
That's that Mormon bullshit. They, but
they had to fight for Laurent to be black.
Yeah.
He was about to be white too, and there wasn't nobody black gonna be in that cast except for that one Tyler guy.
I know, else. I showed up at random parts.
I know.
Literally fucking nobody else. Because Stephenie was like, oh, but black people can't be vampires because they're so pale and stuff. And I'm like,
bitch,
what?
What
the fuck ever?
I've seen pale what? Black people.
What? Have you seen, what's that damn show? What the damn show that you used to watch, Nisha? Midnight Texas.
Oh, yeah.
There's black vampires in there, and they make them pale.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can be black and pale.
Exactly.
I see,
Nisha.
I say... Maybe me. No, but yeah, pale. I mean, I'm gonna say there's black, pale people who ain't vampires, so...
Exactly. You can be pale and be black. But either way, they don't have to make it like that for black people. It can be something different, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to necessarily...
No, but
yeah,
it's just like...
It could affect
but,
them
No, but
even in any ways, in Twilight, them... I'm sorry, but them special effects people, they weren't even that fucking good. The makeup and people, they weren't even that good. They didn't even look that fucking pale. They didn't look dead.
Well,
I'm sorry.
In Twilight, they didn't. In the other books, they looked a lot paler.
In the other books,
more,
yeah, a little
in
bit.
In the other movies, they looked
the
a lot
The only
more
one
pale.
Who looked like she was living dead was when Bella got turned. Okay.
But you have to think of also the time. They didn't have as much that we have to work with now. Because that was made in, what, 2008?
Well, also, and the original Twilight was an indie movie.
And Twilight
movie
was, yeah,
a low-ass
low
budget.
No.
So
okay,
they had
let's,
to,
just,
yeah.
let's just put it up to, chalk it up to, Stephenie Meyer's probably fucking racist, okay?
She probably is, but the thing is, think about how it would have been different if Bella had been black. Jasper's telling her his story, and he would have looked at her and been like, do I tell you? But I was a Confederate soldier. You like, can just have to. Is that something that you would then want to disclose if you were facing a black person?
But I mean, that's his past.
No, sometimes you can't hide
exactly. Your past. No. It happened.
It's who you will not understand this reference. You will understand this reference.
What?
Sometimes I was, you know, that story I was asking you to write with me, that crossover.
Yeah.
I was thinking to myself, it would be so fucking funny if Marcel from Vampire from the originals and Jasper were in the same fucking room. Because you got a Confederate and you got a former slave. I was about to be like, oh, hell. That would not have gone down well, I don't think.
I think they've both grown as people that they would be able to do it.
That's what I'm saying. Because
on Marcel's character and then on Jasper's character, I think it might be awkward, but I think they'd be able to be gentlemen about it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, they...
But also, in Twilight, Jasper, you don't...
obviously, his beliefs obviously changed somewhere along the line.
You Bill don't Compton, know that, though.
But Bill Compton, I'm just going to talk about this, okay? Bill Compton... his beliefs did not fucking change. He was shitty the whole fucking time. I hate Bill.
See, but the issue is you can't confidently say Jasper's beliefs changed. Because he was never faced with a black character in the movies or in the books. So I don't know that for a fact. And
just his Stephanie Meyer towards people
never
like
explores it. She never explores because why he joined the army. That. She never explores she any of
that.
It.
I guarantee you, if we're saying that we think Stephanie Meyer's racist, there's a lot of fucking other people that are like, that bitch is fucking racist and fuck that bitch. She don't want to touch that. Yeah. She don't want to touch it. She better not. I'm warning you, Stephanie Meyer, if you listen to this, don't touch it. You're going to fuck yourself up.
Well, she's probably not to, because she's already come out and said she's not going to write the rest of the books in Edward's point of view. Which, first of all, they're better in his point of view. So if you really needed some money, you better fucking do it. You'll make the money.
You can do other people's point of views, though. It doesn't have to be just Edward's. Maybe you could do a
book. Why would you want to do anybody else?
Exactly. Exactly.
But why would you want to do anybody else?
It's like the same reason why she has like the little Bree Turner story. Like,
I hated that.
Like
the little
little fascination and other. Like, I'm sure there's some people. Maybe you guys don't, but there's some people out there that would like to see it written by Rosalie's point of view.
No, well, y'all can't see our faces, but I'm over here looking horrified.
I'm see, just no, saying, see, there's. I'm sure there's a market for it somewhere. It might be small, but I'm sure it's there.
No, but see, I would not want to read New Moon from Alice's point of view. I would want to read a book in Alice's point of view about Alice.
Okay,
not her retelling Bella's story.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, that
it doesn't make any sense to have anybody but Bella or Edward retelling their own story.
I agree with
that. Well, maybe Jacob for New Moon. Because he was there.
Maybe. You can get away with that.
But you couldn't get away with it.
I agree with that. I mean more like side stories where they narrate.
I mean, I would love that too. Like, I would love for her to write a spinoff of just Alice and Jasper, just Carla and Esme. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
But I mean, she could do, like, if she's rewriting Twilight, you should re-finish the story in Edward's point of view, because not only are they better, but she would make a shit ton of money.
But you could possibly do it, like, where you switch point of views, where you show, like,
books do that.
A little bit of Alice's point of view here about a scene that she was pivotal to.
And can we also talk about...
That in Morganville Vampires
I hate when books do that.
Did you hate that?
What?
When they started showing switching different people's point of views.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it, because it gave you a little more...
But Morganville Vampires, I'm sorry, I'm getting tired. It also works better in there because all those characters are equally as big and
as important.
And it's not the same like Twilight. Twilight is very, very focused on Edward and Bella.
Yeah, you're right.
She didn't even flesh out those characters well, whereas in Morganville Vampires,
they're all fleshed out
very good.
Yeah.
Even the fucking characters that
so
you don't
can we talk
like.
About you need to read Morganville Vampires so we can do a podcast on
Morganville
that.
Vampires is actually really
I got her
good.
Into it. She read all of them.
It's really fucking good.
I got them all over there.
Yeah.
So borrow them. At least borrow, like, the first two, because the first couple books are real small.
We'll read that one.
I read one
want us to read.
Before.
The first one is not that great, honestly, because I had to reread the first one, like, the beginning of it, like, 6 times before I actually gave it a chance and became obsessed with it.
Because like,
I had that first book forever, and the only reason I even read it was because I took it on a trip to Virginia, and that was all I had.
I remember.
And so I started reading it, and then I talked my grandfather into buying me. I would go, I'd be like, let me get the next book, and I'd read it at one night, and I'd be like,
the other book. He bought all them books pretty much for her.
That's so
I was so mad because I was like, I want books too.
We used to read the sweet books like that, though.
Yeah.
Read them all in a day. Literally, I could read those books
in, like, literally, I would read one in, like, 2-3 hours and be done.
Mm-hmm.
One day, I'm not even going to pretend. I didn't pretend I was sick. Stay home from school and read, like, 6 sweet books that day.
Yeah. That's how it was. That's how it was with Twilight. You remember when I would stay up all night?
Yes.
I would stay up all night. And my dad would be like, why is Tony's light on? Go to sleep. And I'd be like, okay. I turn the light on for a little bit, wait till I hear their door close.
And then turn the light back on and start reading.
Be reading all night. I would stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning reading.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Like, and I didn't, I used to read when I was little, like probably like elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
I read a little bit in middle school. You know, I used to read like the Judy Blume books and stuff like that. But I didn't read big fucking books like Twilight. Like, that was daunting to my little 6th grade mind.
Yeah, I feel you.
Tanisha made me do it. And I'm glad you
look at us now.
We started reading so much, so many fucking books, all three of us.
Yeah, that was really what started
Twilight
us down.
Twilight was a catalyst that really pushed us into reading so freaking much.
And for that, we can never thank it enough.
No, exactly.
Even though we can read it now and be like, it's like, not well written, but it's still, it was there for us when we needed it.
Exactly.
And it set us down a path.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
So for that, we can be thankful.
Exactly. Why hard for life.
Yes.
And at that, we're going
to
end
this. Yep, I think that's a good
place
to stop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know when we'll record another one together, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Once we get Sarah to read Morganville Vampires.
Oh my God, for real.
That might take a
little
bit.
Those first couple books are real small. Like, Tony read them in
day. Or. You guys could read The Dark Witch, and then we can just talk about
that. I
want to
read that, too.
We can do...
But
yeah,
we'll
we
read that, and you can read Morganville while we're reading
those. Okay, but y'all are really slow about reading shit, though.
Yeah. Bitch, I can read a lot.
Yeah, but Morganville's got, like, 15 books, so you got a longer ways to go than
it
we
ain't no
do.
Like
there's
15
only 3 books in that
it
other
It ain't
one.
No like 15 books. It's 15 books, and there's a 16th one that I still need to read.
Yeah, we still do need to get that.
Yeah.
So you still got a little ways to go, so you need to start first. That's what I'm saying.
You're gonna fall in love with Mirnin.
But this is from the people.
You are gonna Mirnin. You are gonna fall in love with Mirnin.
You know how long it's been since I've been on fanfiction since fucking Twilight, okay? When we used to go and read those.
And you went out there after when you were riding
Morganville. I was like, Mirnin and Claire's ship. Yes, I am finding
Sarah's
every
definitely
fucking
gonna love
fanfiction. You're gonna love Mirnin. You're gonna fucking love him. He's fucking crazy, and I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
He is crazy.
I love it.
It kind of reminds me of like.
It's like a crazy.
Okay, but this
thing.
Is also from the two people that have yet to start Midnight Sun.
Yes,
bitch, I can start it right now.
But
watch.
We're still talking. But we've already you've done how many things about Twilight already, and you've already said so much about Midnight Sun. We could come back later, a couple months from now, when we're able to actually finish it and do like another recap. Like, okay, so we finally read it.
But who is Scott?
And Tony's like, okay, so I started it.
She's saying I started it. Watch this, y'all. First sight. This was the time of day when I most wished I were able to sleep. High
Do you
school,
have to copyright this?
Or was
if you
purgatory the right word?
I fucking hope not.
Oh, shit. No more. 10 seconds. 10 seconds or less, you don't have to.
10 seconds is the rule.
There you go.
That's it.
She started it, so officially started
it's been started.
Okay.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.